This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Haunted, the audio drama. Episode 5. The Tracks of Fear. Part 3 of 3. Written by Jamie Evans.
What? Where? Oh. Oh, my head. I really should learn to stop drinking. Wait a second. This train car looks familiar. Then again, I suppose most trains look similar, but still. Wait, Abigail! I was talking to... No. I must have dreamed that. I haven't seen Abigail for weeks. Have I? Hello? Hello? There's somebody there, I know it.
Who's coming?
What? Who is this? What's coming? How long? I need to know how long. That's the key question. How long do I have? That sounds so familiar. That awful scream, I... Ah, K2 meter. I wonder. No readings at all. I wonder if Sober Me left me any notes on wherever it is I'm going.
So awesome! I showed him how I pick locks and we got to investigate a real crime scene. I feel guilty for being this happy when the Rawlinson family has died, but I just can't help it. He even liked my dictaphone and let me make notes on the case. Dan showed up and ruined it though. I think my mission to get James Hunter's help was successful. He agreed to come to Greenvale with me. Ah! I literally can't believe this. He's a little different to how I imagined. I think he's had a tough couple of years, but it's okay. Maybe I can help him as much as he'll help me. He says that this is going to be dangerous, but I'm prepared to see this through, even if it kills me. Kills me. Kills me. Kills me. Kills me.
Abigail.
James, this is you. Listen to me. You have roughly 18 minutes. 18 minutes before this thing comes to get you. Also, and this is very fucking important, stop drinking!
I was right. I had been here before, and I'd left a message for myself. 18 minutes. That's what Past Me had said, roughly 18 minutes before the monster would enter this carriage. So that was how long I had to get out. Stop drinking. I've been telling myself that every morning for the past 2 years. Still, hearing it from yourself, that was strange.
Hello? Hello? Can anyone hear me?
Abigail!
James, is that you?
Yes, it's me. I'm here, on the train, carriage number 6.
I'm in the engine car, I think. I don't think anyone is driving this train, James. I can't tell because I'm...
tied up, or should I say chained?
Yes! That's right, I'm chained through a pipe and connected to a strange lockbox. There are two locks.
There's an inscription, isn't there? On the box.
Verum est libertas. How did you know that?
Abigail, I can't believe these words are about to leave my mouth. Somehow, some way, we're in a time loop.
A time loop?
A time loop.
What is this? Star Trek? Are Spock and Captain Kirk going to pop out at any moment now?
I understood that reference.
It's good to hear your voice.
And yours. Listen to me, Abigail. I promise you, I'm going to get you out of there. However many loops it takes, I will solve this puzzle and get to you.
Assuming for a moment you're right and we are in a time loop, how many times have you been through it?
I'm not sure. It's very difficult to retain memories each time the loop restarts. At some point, I've worked out that I can leave myself messages on the dictaphone. I do hope that didn't take too long to figure out.
Why?
Because for me, each loop ends with my death and begins with me waking up just in time to hear my own death.
Oh my God.
Now, let me think for a second.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Oh, yes, my impending doom. That doesn't make thinking difficult at all. Let's see. Luggage. Yes, the voice mentioned the red bag, and there's definitely something I did with the luggage before.
What is it?
A bottle of wine. Good wine, too. In one of the luggage bags. Judging from the note I left myself, I suspect I've been drinking this on all the other loops.
James, now really isn't the time to be getting drunk. I'd really like to get out of these chains quite quickly, if that's okay.
I know. Don't worry. Temptation doesn't get to win this time around. This one.
What?
It's a child's bag. It's got sweets in it and a bunch of crayons and a colouring book. The kid's not bad at staying in the lines, actually. Better than I was at his age. I remember this.
What?
It's a photograph. I remember it because it hurts every time I look at it in the loop.
You want to talk about?
No. But we're going to. It's a photograph of a kid. I'd say around 7 years old. He's with his parents. They look like a happy family. There's writing on the back of the photograph that says, "We miss you so much, we love you."
What do they miss?
There's paperwork here for a boarding school. I think they were sending him away.
Horrible.
Yes. Everything here is horrible, though, isn't it?
What do you mean?
I mean everything in this place. It's all been designed to get me to talk. To play on my worst fears. Confining me in a single space. Tempting me with more booze so I fall off the wagon. Forcing me to confront my own death over and over. The terrifying monster that defies natural explanation and, of course, a child separated from his parents. I see now, Abigail. This place is a torture chamber. A chamber designed specifically for me.
Who could do something like that?
I don't know that yet. But I will find out. That's why we have to keep talking, do you see? Verum est libertas.
The Latin on my lockbox. What does it mean?
My Latin is rusty, but I do believe it means the truth is freedom. At some point, that box you locked, you had more chains in it. I'm sure we unlocked them by confessing truths.
My God. This really is designed to get information out of me.
That's right. So let's talk, hmm? That's the story you want to hear, isn't it? Whoever you are. You want to know about my parents. About what happened.
James, if you don't want to talk...
I can't leave you imprisoned, Abigail. You already know part of it, don't you?
I know you lost your parents in a car accident when you were just a small boy. Around 7 yourself.
It's no age at all, is it? You'd think I'd be over it all these years later, but... I still remember them. So clearly. My dad was driving. He was a strong, solid man with dark hair and sharp eyes. I remember he always used to wear suits, but he'd never wear the tie. I can honestly say I never once saw him wear a tie. My mum was in the passenger seat, singing along to the radio. She had a beautiful voice and she loved to sing. She used to sit in my room as I was drifting off and she'd sing nursery rhymes until I went to sleep.
James.
I'm not even sure how I survived the accident, really. The car flipped all the way over and I remember my parents couldn't get their seatbelts undone. Mine popped open just fine, and they told me to crawl out of the smashed window to get as far away from the car as I could. There was broken glass everywhere. I remember blood streaming down the side of my father's face where a piece had cut him. I crawled out of the car, and luckily there were people nearby who helped me. It was too late for my parents, though. The petrol tank was leaking, and somehow it caught fire. The whole car went up. Man, I'd really like to open this bottle of wine.
What happened to you after that? Didn't you have any more family? Any aunts or uncles?
Nobody. At least, nobody I knew of, and nobody the system could track down. I went to live in an orphanage. I don't remember much about my years there. It's all just a blur. It wasn't pleasant, though, I know that. My parents had been Catholic, and they raised me the same. Church on Sundays, prayers before bedtime, the whole nine yards. At the orphanage, I tried to keep to that, but as time went by, I found myself resentful of God. I kept asking myself, what sort of fair God would take away my parents while so many bad people live and thrive in the world? I know now that it's a pretty common question for the recently grieved, but at the time, I remember thinking I was the only one asking that question. I began to question God, but there was one thing I didn't question. The afterlife. I mean, every religion, every culture has some form of afterlife. Surely that meant it had to be real. There had to be some form of life after death, something we couldn't explain.
Is that why you started to investigate hauntings?
Yes. I was a smart kid, good grades in nearly every subject. But once that idea occurred to me, I just lost interest in everything else. If I could prove that there was some afterlife, if I could prove that some part of my parents was still out there, I thought it might make me feel better. I spent 10 years chasing that question. never did get an answer.
James, I'm so sorry. I didn't know that was why.
How could you? It's not fair to expect you to know things I never talk about.
Well, I guess your theory's correct. Hmm? Another lock just popped off of the box.
Right. Yes. Back to the task at hand. Namely, getting out of here. Yes, yes, I know you're out there. Be patient. Redback. That's what me said to me. Tools, Abigail. I've got tools.
Tools?
Yes. I'm going to try removing this panel next to the door. See if I can't play around with the electrics to get myself out of here.
Okay, good luck. James. I want to say I'm sorry.
For what?
For lots of things. Shouting at you, saying those horrible things. I didn't mean.
Yes, you did. That's a good thing, though. A friend who doesn't point out when you're behaving badly, who doesn't hold you to a set of standards, is no friend at all.
Sorry that I ever listened to the signal. Really, I am.
The past can't be changed. What's done is done. I think my time is nearly up. Come on, one last screw. I can't reach the electrics. Hold on.
Was that a cork? Please don't tell me you're drinking the wine after all this.
No, I think I've found a better use for it. It worked! I poured the wine into the circuits and managed to short it out to release the lock.
That was risky. You could have got stuck in there.
Indeed. Maybe I even did on one of the previous loops. Who's to say? Ah. Of course.
What is it?
My sleeping friend is gone. Of course he is. I've made it further into the loop. This also appears to be the carriage with the bar in it. Why would it be anything else?
What is it?
I think the train wants me to drink. There's every kind of booze in here I can think of. I can smell it too.
James, stay strong.
Oh, right on time. My friend is here to join me. Hold on. I just need to reach down. Come on. Oh, come on. Almost. That should keep him gone for a while. Now, let's see what else this thing can throw at me. Abigail?
Why did you leave me, James?
What? Abigail?
You left me to die. You left the signal to take me.
I would never have left it to take you. I may have stormed out, but I would have come back to help.
Would you? Really? Or would you just waste away in a hovel getting drunk?
I was angry. I said things we both did. It's called a fight. Friends have them from time to time.
Is she really your friend, James? You were so angry, so nasty. What could trigger that kind of hate? Are you scared? Scared of losing somebody else just like Mummy and Daddy?
Shut up! You don't know anything. You are just an apparition designed to torture me. Well done, I must say. It's very well designed, very specific to me. It could only have been designed by somebody who knows me. Okay, here it is. You want the truth from me, truth is what you'll get. Yes, the thought of losing Abigail devastates me. She is a good person and doesn't deserve to die this way. Nobody deserves to die this way. But do you want to know what really made me angry? It wasn't the fact she listened to it. It wasn't the fact that she didn't tell me. I can cope with all of that. It was nothing more than pure selfishness. She has put me in a position as a role model, as some sort of example. She looks at me like I'm a hero. Well, I'm not a hero. I am not a role model, and I never asked to be. You want to know the dark and selfish truth? A part of me resents Abigail for loving me so much.
James! James, the last lock has just popped open! I'm free! Hold on, I'm coming to you!
Abigail, I want to save you. I just don't know how. I don't know how.
James!
Abigail, I'm glad you're okay.
We need to figure out what's going on here. This place is crazy.
I've already figured it out.
Well, then what's going on?
This torture chamber was designed to frustrate me specifically, engineered to make me confess the truth. It could only have been designed by somebody who knows me. It hasn't been overthought either. It's rather simple, actually.
Meaning?
I don't think it was planned. I think this whole reality sprung up in an instant, as a reaction to something painful, emotional. I think this entire situation has been created by somebody who doesn't even know they did it.
Well, like who?
You, Abigail.
Me? I didn't do this!
I think you did. Look, the K2 meter isn't even registering a baseline, because nothing here is real. There's no electromagnetic signals to read. The dictaphone. There's no reason it should have your tape in it, but you were embarrassed about me possibly hearing the message. Ever tried not to think about something? Impossible, isn't it?
But how could I?
I think you and I are still standing in the church basement. I think no time at all has passed since our argument.
I don't understand how, though. How could... The prison. The Pythagorean prison.
That's what I think, yes. Kayla and Raven used the prism to focus their thoughts into creating living creatures. I think the prism responded to your sadness and your anger and created this whole world out of your subconscious desire to know more, to understand me better.
I didn't mean to...
I know you didn't. This isn't your fault. It's mine. I'm sorry that I shouted at you. You needed me to support you and I failed.
Do you really resent me? Was that true?
If it wasn't true, the locks wouldn't have released. Yes, part of me is so angry to suddenly have responsibilities I never asked for. But Abigail, just because I don't like it doesn't mean it isn't the right thing for me. I'm not going anywhere, I promise. We're going to face this thing together.
Thank you.
Ah! Oh, back again.
That looks pretty real to me, James.
It isn't. It's a creation of your own mind. The result of too many late-night Lovecraft books, that's all. This whole world will just dissolve away, Abigail.
Are you sure about that?
Of course, 100%. Well, 90%. Well, 80%.
Stop dropping the number!
Here, take my hand. Let's escape this on our terms, yes?
Yes.
It's been a pleasure, Mr. Monster, but I'm afraid we've got to go now. Bye.
This is it, the engine car.
Come with me. Let's see, this is what we need. Here, hold this with me. We'll do this together.
What is it?
The speed control. Look ahead.
No, it is a dead end!
Exactly. Convenient, now everything is over. Your subconscious is providing you with an exit. Let's take it. Do you trust me?
Yes. Do you trust me?
Abigail, after everything we've been through, how could I not? Together. 3, 2, 1... Why couldn't I have passed out on a comfy bed?
Here, let me help you. This little prism did all of that?
Fueled by your overactive imagination, yes.
But how does it work?
I don't know exactly, but we'll find out. Add it to our growing list of unanswered questions.
If it did this by itself, latched onto my emotions, I mean, how do we stop it from happening again?
I have a friend of mine from back in the day who makes curse boxes, supposed to keep magical items safely stored where they don't do any harm. I always thought she was crazy, but now I'm not so sure.
Thank you, James.
Don't thank me yet. Thank me when I find a cure for the signal. Come on. We've got a lot of reading to do.
starring Jamie Evans as James Hunter and Isabella Barbieri as Abigail Corbin. Narration by David Anthony Green. Opening and closing themes by James Crow. Haunted, the audio drama, is created by Jamie Evans, with all episodes produced and directed by Jamie Evans and Benton Hodges. Audio engineering by Benton Hodges, Charles Topping, and Jamie Evans. Haunted is a production of Impala Films and is recorded at Free Sprite Media Studios, with special thanks to Duncan Newham for equipment support. Thank you for listening to this audio presentation. Come back next week for the next terrifying chapter of Haunted, the audio drama.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.